This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Two things happening at the same time. But this is Tucker from last night. Take a listen.
On the Republican side, there's just the incumbent president. Everyone assumes he wants to be reelected. Most presidents do. But what if Donald Trump had decided he's had enough? Too many investigations, too much nastiness, too few upsides. It wouldn't be a crazy conclusion. How'd you like to spend your 70s locked in the White House? So let's say Trump had decided he wants to lose in 2020 and get back to his old life. How would he do that? Let's see. He might start by proposing more than $500 million in Medicare cuts. That's something that nobody outside the Libertarian Symposia circuit really wants to see. So you'd do that. Then he'd slash funding for the E-Verify program. That would allow companies to keep hiring illegal alien labor in violation of a key campaign promise. After that, he'd announce for bringing in even more low-skilled workers. That would push down the wages of the people who voted for him, the most vulnerable group in the country. Finally, he'd release a bunch of drug dealers back onto the streets right in the middle of the worst drug epidemic in history. And he'd continue our pointless military intervention in Syria, which in no way benefits the United States. If the president did all that, the message would be very clear. He has no idea what he ran on in 2016. He just wants out.
Well, do you agree with that? See, the irony, of course, in what Tucker's saying is that the president's doing all those things. I disagree with him on a lot of it in terms of, I mean, I don't look at the first step back as putting drug dealers back on the streets. I think it's one of those things that, unfortunately, too many conservatives are saying. It's not true, though, because, but anyway, but maybe it's perception more than reality. Do you agree with that? Do you think that the president may be sabotaging himself? How do you feel? I mean, I've seen some of the comments on Twitter where people think, what is happening now? Why is this border situation? Why hasn't he shut down the border? Why hasn't he closed the border? Why is he giving Mexico another year? What's happening now? 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. I will tell you that there are a lot of voters out there, Trump voters, who need to see something done with the border. And perhaps you're one of them. I get emails all the time from people about this. Now, the president just got to California, Calexico, California. He's down there now. There's people on the sides of the road. They put a video out with flags, and they're cheering him on, and they're happy he's coming down there. They're thrilled. I don't think that it's going to be a problem for him as long as he shows the progress. I really do. That's my sense of it. Economy's good. Shows the progress. He's good. He's fine. But you listen to Tucker and his points, and you think, is Tucker... Is he onto something here? Now, Rob says, Rich, I was mad. You know, why would I be mad at the president? Because it's Congress, not him. Okay, but some people disagree. They say, no, you declared a national emergency. You took it out of their hands. Why isn't getting done? See, this is always the problem when you're dealing with the base is wondering, they're not going to go anywhere. They're not going to vote for somebody else, but will they be there with you? So do you agree with Tucker Carlson or disagree? I think that some of the things that Tucker makes a point of are just not valid in terms of people would vote against the president. On our side. Like for example, I think the First Step Act is going to help him. I think it's going to help him. Now, you're going to have a lot of black Americans vote for him, I think, because of that. I think they're going to turn around and say, look, we have been promised criminal justice reform, sentencing reform, 4 years. Democrats put in these draconian sentences back in the 90s, and now a Republican has freed us. And I think that felons, ex-felons, when they're released from prison, they get their rights to vote back, because when you serve your time in society, you should get your rights back. I think they're going to vote for Trump, because why wouldn't they? He's the guy that is doing stuff for them. I mean, I had a call last week from a guy who just got released from prison a few years ago, and he's turned his life around, and you know, he said, why would I want a Democrat as president? So the notion that some of these things are going to be catastrophic for the president, I don't agree. And the same thing with legal immigration. If the president increases the numbers of legal immigrants coming into this country, is that going to hurt him with his base as long as he deals with illegal immigration? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that it's going to make the business community and the chambers of commerce and everybody else happy. Will people not like it? Yes. Will they not like it enough to not vote for him? I don't think so. Unless the border situation is not fixed, or at least there's been tremendous progress with it being fixed. But beyond that, I don't think the president is sabotaging himself in any way, shape, or form. Getting us out of Syria may actually be more politically harmful to him. I think he should. I agree with him. I want out. I would be happy if we left Syria tomorrow. But it may be more politically damaging for him to leave. The opposite of what Tucker's saying. What do you say? 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Charlie is in Trap, PA. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Rich. Great show.
Thank you.
I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to what you were playing with Tucker, because I did hear it last night. But I think the president, he's a very, you know, he's, even though he's his own man and he makes his own decisions, I think he's still listening to a lot of people. So he has about probably a lot of people whispering in his ear. But the bottom line is, I think he knows he has to get the wall built, or at least the funding all secured and the contracts all ready and the walls picked out and all that. Doesn't have that all done by 2020, because the base is what put him, and the base will vote for him again. But you're right, he's got to do it.
What about the gas tax?
The gas tax?
Yeah, that's also something Tucker mentioned, and it's one of the things that the White House is apparently talking about.
Well, Trump's a businessman. He considers all the odds, all the options. But, you know, I think he knows anything that's going to put him a burden on the middle class is a loser.
And he won't. And he won't do it. Yeah.
No.
Well, who do you think's whispering in his ear, Charlie?
I'd like to have the chance. But the bottom line is, I think he has a lot of people. I think he reached out to a lot of people in certain areas. He may still be doing that, not as much as before, but still, I think he has a lot of people whispering in his ear, which means he'll consider it. But I know, I've been following this guy for quite a while now. I actually met Trump a long time ago. He's the kind of guy, he considers everything, but in his heart, he knows what he's got to do, and he's got to build that wall. He's got to. It's an invasion. We are being invaded.
All right, Charlie. Thanks for the call, bud. Have a good weekend. 855-839-1210. Kathy is in only. Kathy, happy Friday.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Hi.
So I'm calling about the weirdest thing purchased while inebriated.
Yes, it's an ongoing discussion all afternoon here on the Zioli Show. Friday edition, of course.
Yes, love it. I have a funny story. It's actually about my mother.
Uh-huh.
So she takes Ambien to sleep every night. And she ends up going on like QVC and like JTV, another shopping network, and ordering random things after she's taken her Ambien and thinks she's like sleeping and has no recollection of it. So she ends up like saving them throughout the year and giving them to us for Christmas gifts. It's usually a lot of jewelry.
Get out of here.
I'm not kidding. It's the funniest thing ever. It'll show up at her house like a week later and she's like, what did I do? And she texts us like, oh, got another surprise package from Ambien.
Oh man, I love it. Now, does she do it every night?
No, it happens often. Maybe I'm going to say maybe once a month or so. And then she just like Christmas time gives us everything that she's ordered, because like they keep your card on file. They call and they link your phone number to it. So they're like, okay, use the card on file. So she doesn't have to have like all of her wits about her. So she just orders lots of jewelry.
Well, it's a very good story. We're going to put you on hold to go into the winning. I like it. Kathy, your mom, quote unquote, your mom. I think it's, you know, mom. 855-839-1210. Robert is in Mount Laurel. Robert, go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Nice show. Listen,
Thank you. Question for you.
What's going to happen with Comey and Brennan? Are we going to ever see anything? And I want your opinion, and I'm going to hang up and listen to it.
Right.
What's going to happen with these two guys? We need something done. What they did takes away our right to vote and put someone in place.
Yes.
And now I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Here's the deal. Inspector General of the Department of Justice is launching a probe into what led to the Mueller investigation, what led to the Russia report, okay? Now, the previous attorney general or deputy attorney general was going to try to squash it. Now that you have Barr in there, Barr is going to make sure that that goes forward, that investigation, and we have to get to the bottom of that. Here's what we have to find out. Who was the one who thought this dossier was a good idea? Who was it? Was it Peter Strzok? Lisa Page? Was it James Comey? Was it Brennan? Was it Clapper? How far does this go? Did President Obama know about it? Did they know they were lying to the FISA court judges? Did they purposely put it in the media so that it would gain traction, gain some sort of legitimacy? Those questions have to be asked. And yes, if anybody in either the justice or intelligence communities broke the law, they have to be held accountable. Have to be. They have to be prosecuted. Because we can't be a republic if the government is allowed to use its law enforcement division for politics. That's not freedom. That's not a republic. That is a police state. That's a police state. And we cannot allow that to occur in America because we'll never have a free election again. If they get away with it now, they'll always do it. They'll decide who becomes president. They'll decide who becomes president by virtue of using all of their powers that we've given them to keep us safe from terrorists and bad guys and boogeymen and drug dealers. They'll use all of those powers that we've given them, weaponize them, abuse them, use them for political purposes. My hope is, because I can't predict the future, my hope is that the Inspector General's report is going to be done right. It's going to be done the right way, and we do get to the bottom of this. That is my hope. My sincere prayer for our republic.
Riccioli 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.